I want to give a big thank you to Capital One for supporting the Wake Up and Level Up podcast. Capital One is on a mission to change banking for good by bringing humanity, ingenuity, and simplicity to banking. You can learn more by going to CapitalOne.com/about. All right, Matt, let's go, man. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. All right, today I want to talk to you about something that's really got me pumped up, because this is one of those formulas, one of those tactics, one of those theories that I actually utilize so often. When I think about the journey and what I had to do to get to where I am today, this is definitely one of those things that I realize, oh, this is a trend. I did this often and it worked. And it was really following this quote. The quote reads, "Don't let the options define your objectives." That was my quote. I came up with this thing after I realized I've never really been allowing the options that are available to me define what it is I want to achieve. So when the options presented are limited, your objective or your goal ends up getting compromised. Think about that. If you only have a certain amount of choices in front of you and you have to make your decision based off of those choices, your goal, your dream is potentially compromised. When we ended up pitching our show to some of the available options, we got turned down. If we let those options define our goals, we would have never become an Emmy-winning talk show. So this is a very important lesson, and that's just one example. I can go through so many different things. Even when I was making career changes and trying to get promotions and doing other things, I can think of so many different times that this mind shift has helped me. We're taught to see the options, and then we're taught to make choices based off of what's being offered. For example, if you're looking for a job and only applying to those that are looking for workers, see what I mean? Since we are taught this way, we rarely see the additional options. What's worse is that we let those options dictate our goals and dreams. So you don't allow limiting options to determine your path. You create new options for yourself. This is where it changes. When I wanted to be on TV, I had no experience. None. Kaput. Zero. Zilch. I didn't look for openings. I contacted the local TV station. At the time, it was WMAR-TV, ABC2 in Baltimore. I told them, I want to come on every Thursday and talk about technology and help your viewers for free. I don't want anything. They ended up giving it a shot. I didn't wait for only what was available. I asked for what I wanted to make available. So you can do this exact tactic as well. The next time you look for a job, don't only apply to those that are looking. Create your own options by contacting companies directly that you think you're a fit for. When you're looking for a home, don't just look at what's being listed. If you know there's a house that you love on that street or an apartment that you want on that street, then go contact the owner directly with an offer. You'll be surprised. The lesson is all about not allowing others to give you options, but for you to create your own as well. If you start that mind shift, you will start creating new opportunities for yourself. So don't let the options define your objectives. Got it? Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.